This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Adam Schiff got censured, but he needed to be kicked out of Congress. And I say this because I've told you guys on this very program, people like Adam Schiff are very dangerous. He's dogmatic. He has one way of looking at something, and even when he's confronted with it being wrong, he doesn't change. That is the definition of leftism. He doesn't change. There's a guy, a thread that we talk about, that I talk about on the program quite often, a group of people. I don't know any of them. I met one of them in person about a week or two ago. Anyway, this one guy who constantly drones on about Trump, and no matter what information you give him, he could say, Donald Trump has been divorced 5 times. And you say, no, it's only 3 times. And you send him the information. He sticks to it. And, of course, divorce would be his critical. How could a guy get divorced 5 times? It's only been 3 times. But 5 times, you know, and you go, but it's been 3 times. And he will not listen. That's the type of mentality he is. Then these are reptilian brain freaks. And here's what I tell people about leftists. Leftists won't admit they're wrong because it's a sign of insecurity, of weakness. We admit we're wrong. If we get something wrong, we're like, oh, you know what? You're right. Because it's a sign of strength. You say, I'm big enough to say to you, I can be wrong and admit it. It's little-minded people that can't do that. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Anyway, Schiff needs to be kicked out of Congress. He's a dangerous man. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. This is a guy who will burn your house down because you wouldn't cut your tree that's you know, maybe creeping over on his side of the yard. And it would be something you say, hey, I'll get to it in a couple of days. No, I want to do it now. And if you don't do it now, you come home, he's burned your house down. He's that kind of guy. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen movies about him, or hopefully you've never had a neighbor like that. But that's what Schiff is. And he craves power. And it's because he's been such a little man his whole life. Anyway, he's one thing that needs to change. The other thing that needs to happen is the FBI needs to be completely revamped from the top down. How does Christopher Wray keep his job? I don't know if you watched the congressional hearings where these guys want more money to build this super FBI complex so they can spy more efficiently and effectively on American citizens, not do their jobs, so they can run interference for the DNC at a level that we've never seen in our lives. And look, I don't know if the FBI were good and, you know, were doing things good, would we still want to build a complex to that degree? Think about it. At what point could you empower the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, et cetera, to finally decide they want to do dirty work on behalf of the government, and we never get our government back because we the people. And now that we've got ChatGPT and all this AI stuff, one has to wonder what is going to occur. You know, what's going to happen? What are their capabilities when they have that type of power? Every day, folks, we get more and more proof of how evil leftists are. And the evil leftists are one thing, but the evil leftists who gain power, who are in our government, are the ones that should scare you the most. And you should be scared because you can't fight them. They have a bureaucratic apparatus that is meant to squash you. Think about what they did. They managed to plant a crooked, demented clown in the office of the presidency in a coup. And now they work feverishly behind the scenes to cover for him. Biden said he's done nothing wrong in his son's dealings. He didn't know anything about him. Remember that? I ask you, do you believe it? I'm betting you money. You didn't believe it when he said it. And you certainly don't believe it now. We've had proof for years that Joe Biden not only knew about his son's crooked business dealings, he actively participated in them. He used the office of the vice presidency to feather the nest of the Biden family, and he made himself and all the accoutrements of his job and his position of power available to not only Hunter, but to his brother James. Now, here's where I would give the Biden family credit. Joe Biden, I like that you want to take care of your family. Can we all agree? That's a noble quality. Can we all agree that Joe Biden's saying, you know what? My son's got his problems, but I stand behind him as his father. Can we all agree that's an admirable quality? The problem is, Joe, when you do it on the backs of the American citizens, when you do it on the backs of our government, that's the problem. And anybody looking at this, if you, I'm going to tell you, you want to, conservatives, you want to gain some credit with the left? Tell them that. Tell them, you know what? I applaud Joe Biden for standing behind his son. I applaud him for being a family guy who wants to make sure down to his grandbaby that they get part of the money that he earns. You know, that's a quality thing. But when it's done with Chinese communists and spies and Russian oligarchs and people who are at odds with America, don't you then agree with me that that's not the right thing to do? So there you go. The DOJ's mantra, folks, you know what they say? We don't have a dual system of justice. That statement guarantees you that we actually do have a dual system of justice. Now, how are you going to sell this lie when every time we turn around, the Bidens, the Clintons, the Obamas, they're all escaping prosecution. Everybody inside this crooked FBI, this crooked CIA, this crooked NSA, and so on, every one of them is getting freed. And every time we turn around, an ordinary citizen is being prosecuted for the same crime. Or in the case of Donald Trump, a very non-ordinary citizen, but just happens to be on the other side of the political spectrum, gets prosecuted, and nobody on the left says a word except congratulations to us. When we come back, I want to talk about this recording that we now have of Joe Biden with a Ukrainian oligarch, and the FBI squashed it. How does that happen? Somebody explain.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
House committee released testimony today from two IRS whistleblowers who say the DOJ, the FBI, and their IRS superiors improperly interfered with their investigation of Hunter Biden, who agreed to a plea deal this week. Garrett Haig joins us. Garrett, what do the whistleblowers have to say?
Well, so these two senior IRS agents allege that the president's son received preferential treatment throughout the five-year tax investigation that resulted in two misdemeanor guilty pleas this week. In testimony released by a Republican-led House committee, the agents accused the DOJ and the FBI of slow-walking portions of the investigation to Hunter Biden's benefit, and that efforts by the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney leading the probe to charge more serious crimes were blocked. A DOJ spokesman tonight denied any such interference. One whistleblower also provided what he says are WhatsApp messages from Hunter Biden to a Chinese business associate from 2017, in which the younger Biden says he's sitting with his father waiting on a response to a proposal, and that he and the then former vice president will make the business partner regret not responding. Now, NBC News has not yet confirmed the authenticity of that message. The White House tonight says President Biden has upheld his commitment to let this investigation proceed free of any political interference. Hunter Biden's attorneys have not responded to our request for comment.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Joe Biden says he's committed to letting this investigation proceed, which means he's going to run interference. And Of course, we know that he had nothing to do with any of this because we know Joe Biden didn't know about his son's business dealings. So how could Hunter have these WhatsApp messages that imply that his father was with him right there and they wanted the money? We'll get to that in just a bit. Now, of course, the White House has denied blocking anything that had to do with this five-year investigation of Hunter Biden that has absolutely irrefutable sources that say that's exactly what happened. People from the very Justice Department that serves this country. Because, you know, as we all know, when the Biden administration says that they denied interference, well, it means they actually did create interference. How do you go with everything that Hunter Biden had? How do you end up with two misdemeanor charges? That's what everybody's asking. How are these misdemeanors? Now, as you consider what I'm talking about with Hunter Biden, I want you to consider COVID. I want you to consider the vaccines. I want you to consider electioneering, election deniers. These people are amazing. They have testimony that the White House interfered with the investigation of Hunter Biden. Joe Biden, remember, said to the Ukrainians, if you investigate my son, if you continue this investigation using a guy who really is trying to root out corruption in Ukraine, I will take the American public's money and I will run. You won't get it. He used us as fodder for what he needed to get accomplished for his crackhead son. Welcome back. 844-551-8255. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So, we already know everything we need to know about this. The White House interfered. The DOJ was part of the interfering apparatus, the actual attack dogs. In this case, making sure that nothing happened. They were protect dogs to make sure nothing happened to Hunter Biden. They did run interference. We have even more irrefutable proof that Joe Biden is directly involved with his son. And Joe Biden says he's not going to interfere in any further. He didn't interfere before. He's not going to interfere now. So this is where we are. I want to play this clip. Brett Tolman's talking about Hunter Biden and the deal that got struck for him.
Over to Brett Tolman. He's a former federal prosecutor who specializes in tax crimes. All right, Brett, is this case a sweetheart deal?
Jesse, let's start with the beginning of a sweetheart deal. You have Joe Biden, who ushered in penalties, extreme penalties for crack cocaine distribution, possession, distribution, and use, and 100 times the length of a sentence for powder cocaine. And then he just recently signed a bill that if you were a user in possession of a firearm, you were no longer facing up to 10 years, but 15 years. So he's willing to be real tough, take off the kid gloves when it comes to these types of crimes, unless it's his kid. All of us, all of our, you know, kids or anybody else, any Joe American citizen out there would be facing outrageous sentences. And I'm talking decades in federal prison. Not only is this a sweetheart deal, they had to manipulate and do legal and factual gymnastics to actually achieve it. And they violated their own internal policies on every single count.
What do those internal policies say? Like, I mean, I can't imagine you'd cheat the government out of taxes for 2 years and wave around a hot gun in front of drugs and just walk.
John Ashcroft issued a memo, and Eric Holder issued a memo as attorneys general. They indicated that you have to charge the highest, most reasonable, provable offense for the evidence you have. Not one of these is the highest provable offense. The tax charges are misdemeanors that are rarely, if ever, brought when involving millions of dollars. I've never seen a diversion on a gun charge. And the reason, Jesse, is DOJ has a policy that they will not divert. And that means they'll get rid of the felony if you'll behave. They don't divert in gun crimes because
They've specifically exempted it. You have to have special permission. So all of this was manipulation. And let's say they ignored the laptop. We already know that they didn't follow any of the transactions involving the money. They're not doing what's called sourcing. Sourcing follows money, and if it went out of one bank account and into somebody else's or into an LLC, then you have conspiracy and you have money laundering and wire fraud. And all of that comes with years in federal prison.
As a former federal prosecutor, what do you think about the fact that this federal prosecutor didn't follow the money and didn't even open the laptop?
Well, I've seen some outrageous things over the last few years, things that just, you know, make you shocked at what you're seeing. But you don't have to hate the Bidens or like Trump or be political at all and not be outraged at this. There isn't a single individual out there that's been prosecuted under the gun statute or the tax evasion statute or has the illegal money that was coming in like this that didn't get laughed at when they approached DOJ and asked for a diversion or asked for a misdemeanor. It just doesn't happen. Can you imagine walking in to some gang member's house that you know is using drugs and they have crack cocaine and they have guns around? There's escorts who might be underaged and you have millions of dollars. You think they don't seize all of that and throw the book at them? They do it with everybody in this country except for someone named Biden.
But the FBI will argue there is no dual system of justice.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
He gave Putin no excuse to blame this on the West or to blame this on NATO.
President Biden's comments from the White House, Biden adding that it's a struggle within the Russian system, the president adding that the national security team is continuing to assess the situation and it's too early to reach a conclusion about what's taking place. This as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy claims that this past weekend's events show that Russian President Vladimir Putin has lost influence as a leader.
He's isolating himself. He's slow to make decisions. He's just not the same when you watch him.
Airport delays and cancellations are starting to stack up across the country after intense storms hit parts of the country. According to FlightAware, just over 1,200 flights into, within, or out of the United States have been canceled. Meantime, 3,300 flights have been delayed. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
1023 produced to the House Committee's redacted reference that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversation with them. 17 such recordings. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden. According to the 1023, the foreign national possesses 2 audio recordings of phone calls between him and then Vice President Joe Biden. These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy for the foreign national in case that he got into a tight spot. The 1023 also indicates that then Vice President Joe Biden may have been involved in bereavement employing Hunter Biden.
That was Senator Chuck Grassley sort of setting the stage, and this was a week or two before we got the actual recordings. And, of course, the FBI has been asking the various members of the FBI community, why didn't you release these non-classified documents as unredacted? And, of course, they've given them to Who Shot John. But before we get to some of these clips, I want to play this one. Karine Jean-Pierre, she refuses to answer questions about Joe Biden's 2020 comment that he has not been involved with his dad, etc. And this is an interesting exchange because it's a press conference and it's multiple people asking these questions of Karine Jean-Pierre.
And secondly, the president invited his son Hunter to the state dinner last night. I'm wondering if you could take us into the thinking and decision-making of why the president decided to
invite him. I'm just not going to get into family discussion, personal family discussion. As you know, Hunter is his son. I'm just not going to get into it.
Let me ask you this. If Hunter Biden wasn't the president's son, would he have invited someone who had just reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors?
Well, a couple of things. Again, that's his son. He's a family member. It is not uncommon for family members to attend events at the White House. You could look at past presidents. I'm sure you have. So that is not uncommon. As it relates to anything related to Hunter, I'm just not going to respond to it from here.
So let's stop there for just a second and have you understand this. Karine Jean-Pierre is not going to answer questions regarding Hunter Biden. Now, the questions regarding Hunter Biden are completely connected to Joe Biden and the clip that we'll play here in a bit, which is Hunter Biden saying, I'm here with my dad, and if you don't pay us, there's going to be hell to pay. Now, it's in relationship in the defense of this particular piece of it, they're asking, why would Hunter be at his dad's dinner? And I think she's okay to say, he can invite whoever he wants. And by the way, that's his family. Families have dinner together. I have no problem with that. But the real crux of it is she doesn't want to answer any questions related to Hunter Biden. Now, if why does that, the exclusionary piece, if Hunter Biden is tied to his dad, which he obviously is, and Joe Biden has said it of his own mouth, that I didn't do anything, I didn't take any money from anybody, not one single penny, as I recall him saying, and then he said that his son has done nothing wrong, and it doesn't. And then he's also said that anything that my son has done does not have any impact on me and legislation. And if people are curious about that, why is she so hell-bent on not letting people ask those questions? But it goes on, and here's what's the most interesting part of this interview, of this discussion, rather, is that it's multiple media folks. This is what you should be most excited about, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.
Can I follow up on that?
Okay. I just called in somebody. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Curley wouldn't answer James's question, though. Are you going to answer the question? Not a reasonable question to ask when the President of the United States was involved, as this message seems to suggest, in some sort of coercive conversation for business dealings by his son. Is that something? If he wasn't, then maybe you should tell us.
So here's the thing, I appreciate the question. I believe my colleague at the White House counsel has answered this question already, has dealt with this, has made it very clear. I just don't have anything to share outside of what my colleagues have shared, and so I would refer you to him and the DOJ. Just not going to comment from here. What I can tell you is I know that my colleague has dealt with this. He addressed this at the White House counsel. I just don't have anything else to share. Stephen, I just answered the question. It's not up to you how I answer the question. I just answered the question by telling you my colleagues at the White House counsel has dealt with this, and I would refer you to them. Go ahead.
Can you just remind us what your colleague said from the White House counsel so we have it?
I would refer you to them, and they will share their statement with all of you.
My question is about your statements from that podium. You stated that the president stands by his comment from the 2020 campaign that he never once discussed his son's overseas business dealings with his son. And you stood at that podium and you reaffirmed that. Do you stand by your reaffirmation?
What I will say is nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And I will leave it there. Anything else, I will refer you to the White House counsel.
This is not a change?
I just answered the question. You just asked me, does my statement change? I just told you nothing has changed. That's answering the question. Go ahead. Stephen, I'm calling on your colleague right now. Go ahead.
Thank you. To follow up on my colleague, is there anything that you can say with regard to this text message and what the president's son was alleging? Was the president there or not?
I would refer you to my colleagues at the White House counsel.
Welcome back, folks. So you've got multiple media outlets. This isn't Steve Ducey. The Steve she was referring to was not Ducey. This is multiple media outlets in a feeding frenzy. And all Karine Jean-Pierre can say is, I will refer you to my colleagues at the White House counsel. They're not her colleagues. That's the legal office of the White House. But anyway, whatever. So she's referring. They're asking specific questions about the president. She's the spokesperson for Joe Biden. They want to know, was he there the way Hunter said? You're asking a Hunter question. No, they're not. They're asking a Biden question. The people in America deserve to know, was Hunter Biden legit in saying that? Because Hunter has yet again alluded that his dad is involved. So you can say, well, oh, we're going to take this in no way involves the president and Joe Biden and Well, then why is Hunter invoking it? And why, right after they said that, did that money hit there? And then when we get to the actual thing, which we'll get to in the next segment, what Joe Biden is supposed, the recording that he had with the guy, how is it that you can't put two and two together on this? I love it. I love it. I love that. Yeah, it's funny. I was at an event the other day. We were traveling, but I'm obviously work travel. But my son had a tournament over the weekend, and I'm sitting with people, politicos, and they're, Kevin, I just don't believe that anything's going to happen. And I said, that's where you're wrong this time. There is no way for Joe Biden to get out of this. We're talking about Hunter Biden's notebook. We're talking about authenticated information. We're talking about now the Republicans investigating this. No longer the subterfuge of the Democrats where everything becomes about Donald Trump. Two things are happening right before your very eyes. The Democrats are losing face every single day, and Donald Trump and the Republican movement, the MAGA movement, are gaining power every single day with every lie that these people tell. What's she doing? She's trying to dismiss everything. What did they do when they even said that the recordings were there? You want to know what the left said? They said those recordings are misinformation, subterfuge. They tried to dismiss them. Ah, there's nothing on there that incriminates Joe Biden. What do you think? Let's listen to the rest of this, the media feeding frenzy on Karine Jean-Pierre.
Karine, have you spoken to the president about this? Have you asked him whether he was there with his son on July 30th?
This is not a conversation that I've had with the president. Again, I would refer you to the White House counsel.
Do you plan to have that conversation
No.
with the president?
No.
Did the president speak with the attorney general at all?
I cannot say if the president had a conversation with the attorney general last night. What I can refer you to is the White House counsel's office as it relates to the allegations. They've already addressed this. This is something for them to deal with. I refer you to the Department of Justice on anything else if you don't want to speak to the White House counsel's office.
And there was reporting earlier in the week that after the plea agreement was reached by Hunter Biden, that the president felt relieved that part of it was behind him. Is that true?
I can't speak to that. I cannot speak to the president's mindset. Again, I would refer you to the White House counsel's office.
Welcome back, folks. There you have it. They refer everything. And look, I get it. They do this in every administration, except Trump. Trump was willing to answer questions. Do you think he could get away with this?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If it is true that FBI working with him, at least I want to know that.
No, no, they are not. I told you the FBI concluded he had nothing and they stopped. That was it. There's no reason to talk to him again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will check that and confirm that with you.
Welcome back, everybody. I will tell you this, that is more than a smoking gun. We've had plenty of them. That's the recording that these people say was a fake. They tried to mock it. What's that prove? It proves that Joe Biden is on the phone with the Ukrainian guy in business with his son, and he's saying the FBI is going to drop an investigation. And you know what? Karine Jean-Pierre nor any of the leftists want to address these actual truths because to do so means that they are going down. Everybody in the food chain. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thanks for being here, folks. Photographs on Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop placed him at his father's Wilmington, Delaware residence on the day he invoked President Joe Biden's name, they say, in a text message, threatening his Chinese business partner to come down on him with their full weight if the business partner did not fulfill his commitment. in the message that was sent July 30th of 2017 to an official, Henry Zhao, working with the Chinese energy conglomerate CEFC, linked to the Chinese military intelligence, Hunter Biden said he was sitting next to his father and that, quote, we would like to understand why the commitment has not been fulfilled. Now, this message was made public to Congress last week when Congress made public testimony from an IRS whistleblower whose name is, we know, Gary Shapley, who obtained the message during the investigation of Hunter Biden's various tax crimes. Hours after the message was sent, Hunter Biden was pictured at his daddy's home sitting at the wheel of Joe Biden's beloved 1967 Corvette with family members. Now, they go on to write, while Shapley did not supply evidence that Joe Biden was in fact in the room with his son, the timing indicates that he very well could have been sitting alongside Joe Biden, as he said. Four photographs on the hard drive of Hunter Biden's laptop show him posing behind the wheel of the 67 Corvette, 6:49 p.m. July the 30th. GPS metadata embedded in the photos show they were taken in close proximity to Joe Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. Look, this is more than enough. And I'm not telling you that Biden was in the room, but here's what I will tell you. Hunter invoked his daddy. And then we take that recording that I played just a second ago, and we played it earlier in the broadcast, on another broadcast. You take that where Joe Biden is talking to the Ukrainians saying, I will find out if they're investigating the aid that has narked on you. I'm pretty sure about it, but I'll check it out and I'll get back with you. Now, look, there's actual hard evidence and then there's what's called circumstantial. We have both. I know what you were thinking. Oh, Kevin, we just got circumstantial evidence. We're going to have to slowly connect the dots. We don't have to slowly connect any dots. We know exactly what's happened. If Joe Biden, they say, was sitting next to his son as he sent the message as it suggests, it would be a fatal blow to his repeated claims that he never discussed overseas business deals with his son. The photographs of Hunter, what appeared to be of a family gathering at a Delaware home, is the strongest indication that he was in close proximity to his father when he threatened the Chinese businessman. But here's what the other piece of this that you may be forgetting. We have the bank records. We know that Hunter said, you better send that money. And what happened? The money got sent. Where did it go? We have the bank records. Now, if Joe Biden wanted to get out of this, it would be easy. You want to know how easy it would be? Joe Biden would say this. You know what? Take all my bank records. Do what you want to do. I'm innocent. Here's all my information. Has he done that?
Garrett Ziegler, founder of the nonprofit Marco Polo and a former aide to Donald Trump. Thanks so much for your time. Donald Trump's a former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. He gave you the copy of Hunter Biden's infamous laptop in 2020. When you first went through this, what was your reaction?
Well, it's unprecedented in American history in that we have this much primary source material from a sitting American president. Usually it takes decades for a presidential library's archives to be opened, sometimes even after the man dies. And so for us to have this much primary source material and unfiltered, this laptop is full of photos, videos, voicemails, calendar entries. So you really get a view of what they actually are like, not the patina that they project to the public.
So in the New York Post first broke the story on October 14th in 2020, because they were also given the laptop by Giuliani, and this was just 3 weeks before the presidential election. But remember, it was passed off as Russian disinformation. What was your reaction to that and the fact that down the track, once Joe Biden was actually elected, this content was verified?
Well, I didn't get the copy until after the election, and it just shows that there was a bipartisan operation to protect Joe Biden. Most people don't realize, and we go into this in our dossier, 644-page report on the Biden laptop, that there were more Republican signatories on that letter than Democrats, and that is hardly ever talked about. So this was really a bipartisan operation, a cover-up operation to throw cold water on what are totally authentic photos, emails, and text messages.
So you've released over 130,000 emails, which we covered last year. You've released documents.
Yes.
You're about to release Hunter's photos from the laptop. What actually incriminating things did you find on there?
Well, apart from just solicitation and prostitution, there are dozens of drug deals. And remember that it's not just that Hunter Biden is a degenerate and drug user. His own father was the man in the U.S. Senate for over a decade pushing for stronger penalties for crack cocaine users. So the very narcotic that his father penalized and instituted mandatory minimums for was the exact narcotic that his son indulged in. And so it's the height of irony. And so the site you alluded to, BidenLaptopMedia.com, it goes live on June 1st, U.S. time, and it's going to be all the photos from the device minus genitalia. We are redacting that. But like you said, BidenLaptopEmails.com has been online for a year, and we've always wanted to put all the photos up, and we think this is the responsible way to do it. We're redacting genitalia, we're redacting social security numbers and other credit card numbers so that the public can't, you know, commit identity theft, but they get a true picture. This is all about transparency. The American people can decide for themselves what they think about the American First Family.
He's right. Primary source material from a sitting president never had this much material unfiltered. But what was most shocking, it was a bipartisan operation to protect Joe Biden. In other words, as many Republicans, more Republicans than Democrats. And what do we know? We know the obvious. Joe Biden is a crook. We know that how you could potentially put a crook into office like Joe Biden, knowing this is what he was doing. They've known this, folks, since 2016, certainly 2017. Barack Obama warned the Democrats, don't make him your guy. They did it all. They do it publicly. They cheated him into office. They dared us to protest it, called it an insurrection, threw people in prison, used Wu Flu, worked with the Chinese, the various people that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were in communication with, used them to gin up a disease, a virus that would cause them to be able to perform that coup, and they still work with them to this very day. They ginned up a war to make sure that they could sell products into the military-industrial complex and continue to support all of this crazy scenario where everybody's involved in the biggest cabal in U.S. history, probably world history. They go on to talk about the WhatsApp message and says, Hunter said, tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. All too often, people mistake kindness for weakness, and all too often, I'm standing over them saying, I warned you. From this moment until whenever he reaches me, I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. I sure hope whatever it is you're doing is very, very important. He texts two messages. The first one that I said, and then that last one about him sitting there with his father. And either it was true or it was a good bluff. But I still say follow the money.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.